Hello and welcome to another enlightening show of Awaken Your Inner Power. I'm your host, Nancy Gentle Boudry, and I'm happy to announce I will be taking this show to Voice America Network on the Empowerment Station Tuesday, February 17th at a new time, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My new show will be called Gentle Power Radio, Living in a State of Grace. This show will be an hour in length, and I'll be interviewing guests that support the mission of this show, awakening and connecting to that power that lies within each of us to create our own happiness, healthiness, and wholeness. And each guest will provide profound insight, tools, and techniques to support your inner journey to peace. I will also open the phone lines to questions from our live audience. I'm very excited about this transition, so stay tuned for more details. And again, that's February 17th, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on their empowerment station of voiceamerica.com. The best way to do this is if you want to stay in tune with who I'm bringing on as guest and what the show topics will be, subscribe to gentlepowerradio.com, and you can get the latest updates. So without further delay, let's get back to today's show titled Acceptance of the Here and Now. Acceptance of the Here and Now. Today's show was inspired by my clients and myself. Recently, I have noticed people desiring change in their mindset, or they're feeling emotionally like they're tired of being in one place, or that their life experience isn't exactly what they want to experience. They're tired of the continual healing process that they're on, or unable to achieve a goal as fast as they thought they would, or they realize that it will take much longer than they thought to achieve something. See, we are all so busy, folks, striving for the next thing, the next bigger and greater thing, for something, you know, and then we'll celebrate. But why not celebrate the here and the now? Live in this moment in time. We're always pining for something greater, bigger. But today, let's take a moment to reflect and accept our here and now, where we are in the process, this present moment. We always think, you know, we're a society, we want what we want, and we want it now. Isn't there even a song like that? Sometimes we don't want to invest the patience or the extra push to achieve something. But I believe if we train ourselves, master of our thoughts, master of our vessel, to be fully aware of our here and now and accept this moment as it is presented to us, we can better maintain our focused attention on what we truly desire to achieve. And thus, keeping ourselves at that high vibration, you know, all these buzzwords, higher consciousness, that field of infinite potentiality that I mention every week, our vibration in alignment with what we truly desire to achieve. Does this make sense, folks? No matter what I'm striving for, I'm going to use myself as an example. No matter what I'm striving for, I remind myself with a positive affirmation that I manifest my desires easily and effortlessly. I'll be driving down the road. I'll be preparing my lunch. And I drop these thoughts. I'm always checking in. Where is my thoughts? Am I positive? Am I negative? And I don't beat myself up. I just simply objectively check in. Where am I? And then I say things like, I manifest all my desires with ease, it comes naturally to me. Because it seems like I'm always striving for something, and it's a bit challenging. And when I hold that mantra, that thought carries a vibration. Remember that. Then any challenge given to me, I believe I can solve, or it can be solved. Any obstacle I meet while trying to achieve my goals, I'm simply rising to greet it with a higher perspective, a higher vibration, because I've stepped into this collective consciousness of all that is. Because I'm raising my vibration with thought, a high vibrational thought, I can manifest my desires with ease. It comes natural to me. I'm greeting it from a higher perspective, not these lower energies that sabotage my experience. I kind of imagine them almost like dense, you know, heavy. Because I step into this collective consciousness, it's like I'm like this hot air balloon that suddenly you cut the cords and I can just float up. And the reason being is that then the solutions, when I get into that zone, the solutions drop into my mind. I'm shown in awareness how to solve the problem or the challenge. Because I'm in that zone of creativity, that higher vibration, that creative flow. And then I greet that solution with action or no action. But I greet it depending on what I feel that my intuition tells me to do. But I greet it with detached awareness, what is being shown to me. What my detached awareness is showing me. Now, the one thing you truly want to live in is this awareness that I'm talking about. And the difference between needing patience in something and being passive or procrastinating. Okay? And we want to do this from an objective of you. Remember, week after week, I foster this statement of there is no right, wrong, good, or bad. When we look at ourselves with just objectivity, we drop judgment, criticism, because we're at that higher vibration. We're out of the lower vibrations of self-sabotage. Those lower vibrations that sabotage our experience and put further obstacles in our path. Instead, you choose to rise above. Silent witness to your own life movie. Silent witness as you view your life experiences objectively. What does this moment in time require me to do in order to achieve what I desire? Do I need to change programming? Do I need to release control of things I cannot control? Do I need to be loving and compassionate with myself as I gently move through this pain? Do I need courage, strength, stamina, fortitude to fiercely move forward? Now, you'll notice I don't typically use words that have a word base of fear, F-E-A-R. Even though fiercely is not spelled that way, to me there's programming with that word. You'll always notice I use faithfully forward. But I thought about the use here, and I chose to use it in this sentence because to me, and this is part of that awareness of self, fiercely has a thought programming for me that gets that fire under my butt. That pushes me fiercely forward, a vibration that is its own to me. Sometimes I have to look fear in the eye and plow through it. But again, by cultivating a relationship with yourself, within you, in that stillness. This is where that quiet sense of power, folks, lives. You got to tap in there. You got to develop it. When we go in there and cultivate a relationship with ourselves, we'll know when we are ready for that kick in the pants. When the pain is too great, we know to back off. Awareness is power. Your choice, and you are your unique self. The pain is great. The foundation isn't quite there for you to blast through that obstacle. This is your unique journey. So today, in our stillness, in our space that we spend being still, quietly connected to the power, and I gently guide you through a meditation here every week, I want you to rest fully supported by that stream of consciousness. I want you to tap into your definition of being in the zone. Relax and allow yourself to be illuminated, carried, raised up in this mindset to be fully aware of your here and now. Cultivate that awareness. It's like putting on a magnifying lens right in front of your eyes, and all of a sudden you can have this panoramic view of your here and now, fully present, so you can see the beauty in this present moment. Accept where you are in the process of achieving whatever it is you want to achieve, or releasing whatever you want to release, whatever it is you desire, but embrace and accept where you are in the process. So that's what we're going to drop in and explore today together, shall we? So settle in, and let's get started. Settle into your chair, wherever you're seated. Notice your feet gently but firmly planted on the floor. If you're sitting up in a laying up, you know, just I want you to feel grounded. You're laying on your bed, just reclining. Connect and notice the flow of your breath. This is a beautiful little exercise that prompts the mind, body, and spirit. Oh, she's going into that still space. This is that time of being still. We're not running around like a banshee, putting out fires, having fun, whatever we're doing. Oh, she's just being. As you're connecting and savor this connection. I'm in my own personal Zen garden. Feel your breath come in. Ah, and celebrate it. This beautiful thing that sustains life. And as you exhale, take a load off. Allow the body to relax. Focus on your breath, giving the mind something to do. Feel the breath flow in and flow out. Savoring this beautiful connection, invite with invocation, thought to be connected to all that is, your definition of source, and drink in the light. Imagine it rolling in on your inhale. And on your exhale, let go of anything that isn't aligned. A beautiful new energy, rejuvenation that you're encouraging open yourself up to receive this flow of energy that you're gently escorting on a good belly breath. And as you exhale, imagine letting go of all the old muck, whatever it took to get here to this moment in time is the past. Even if it was wonderful, it's old news. I'm living in the here and the now. What is this moment holding for me? I can't wait to experience. Raising that vibrational thought. Get the picture? Baking and basking in that light, that stream of consciousness. And gently reminding yourself, everything it took to get here is the past. Everything I'll do when I get done here is the future. I'm living in the here and the now. What does this moment feel like? Notice the body, how the body feels, breathing in and out, just regular breaths now, gently rolling in and out. What is your body doing here and now? Where are you mentally, emotionally, and physically in this present moment? You hold the power to influence every thought that you hold. Choose to embrace a positive thought, a relaxive thought, and release the judgment, the criticism, all those lower energies. That's the ego. Check that ego at the door. And greet your higher self, your inner essence, your inner true self. It's all love, all compassion. If anything is chirping in your ear that is not positive, that's mean or berating, gently tell it. I'm not going to think about that right now. I am choosing to tap into my higher consciousness, and I'm checking my ego at the door. I hold the power. What I choose is what is. So be it. Just be aware of the activities around you in this present moment. You hear the garbage truck outside, or the, you know, what are you hearing around you? Maybe a siren, maybe just a gentle breeze, maybe you have a chime outside, people's voices. But I want you to notice those, but like, it's like you're watching a movie and it's on this screen. It's detachment. It's not part of your present moment. It's just out there. You notice it. You're aware of it. But it doesn't hold space. It's not up close to you. Your breath, your stillness, that's what is close to you. But you're practicing the art of detachment on these sounds around you, or the stillness. Maybe the heat just kicked on. Practice the art of detached awareness of what is going on, so that when it's something that's annoying or you feel that emotional attachment to, oh, this is where we can use the art of detachment, and I can get a greater perspective when I detach and just live in awareness of it. And then I notice how I want to show up, or how I am showing up, and I hold the power to change it. everything is happening in your present moment. But you are living in the here and now, and you're noticing how you're choosing to show up. And in this particular moment, you're just being. You're just still and resting in this awareness, cultivating this skill of living in the present with full, expansive awareness. And you're going to notice, not only are the noises trying to get you to attach, but thoughts that are rolling in. Oh, you've got to call your Aunt Gladys. Don't forget. Oh, I need bread at the grocery store. I'm not going to think about that right now. I'm going to stay in my here and my now. If it talks to you so loudly, jot it down and then bring yourself back into stillness. You are the master, and you will train this mind to distance its thoughts. Relaxation. Remember, rejuvenation and recharging of cells only takes about 20 minutes of stillness. Regulate your cortisol, your serotonin. You're giving a beautiful, nourishing meal to every cell and fiber of your being in this moment in time. Soul food, right here. You're not concentrating on anything, but being still, focused attention on your breath, or just the experience now of being still. Whenever your mind wanders off, you can gently steer it back to the breath to give you that sense of just being, not lost in your thoughts. This moment is exactly how it should be, because the universe is exactly where it should be. Everything is as it's supposed to be. Acceptance. And as you greet this moment, knowing you're exactly where you're supposed to be in this moment in time, everything is as it should be, it is here that I choose to greet every moment after this with full awareness of what I am doing in each moment, and doing it with awareness. If you're eating something, eat it with awareness. Notice the bite. Chew the food. Swallow. Notice what it feels like. Whatever you're doing, do it in full awareness of living fully present in the here and now, and accepting your here and now. and choosing to be fully aware, rising to see from a higher perspective, because you're living in awareness, detached awareness, taking it all in, attached to none of it. You're the silent witness to your own life movie. Invite that. Feel yourself like that hot air balloon rising above, and you can see from a greater perspective. Encourage that so that when we drop off, you're going to greet whatever you're doing with that awareness. And you're going to hold that I accept my here and now on my way to achieving what I desire with whatever I'm doing. You've got to complete a project at work. You've got to finish cleaning your home. Get ready for the kids to come home. You've got to go into a meeting. Go fully aware and present. What are your desires? And am I moving faithfully forward toward my desires? And am I doing it from this higher vibrational perspective of detached awareness? I create my desires easily and effortlessly. It comes natural to me. I love it. I love it. Take a couple of nice breaths and bring yourself back into your present space. Choose to greet the world with a fresh perspective, taking what you've learned in this moment in time into the rest of your day. Your belly is full of good nourishing food for thought. And when you're ready, open your eyes to a soft gaze. Greet the room with a fresh perspective. To learn more about me and the services I provide, visit awakenwithlight.com and schedule your free 30-minute consultation. Love to help you out. So, the spirit in me bows to the spirit in you with a namaste. Namaste.